Merci également.
Thank you, Chair. And thanks, Oliver. Thank you, WHO Europe, for that very dynamic presentation about the Six Ministerial Conference on Environment and Health that was held in Ostrava. Within the regional working group, in other words, where we are today, I think that we certainly must welcome the fact that thanks to the Ostrava Declaration, we have, on the one hand, a clear objective that is a pan-European objective for all of us when it comes to water and health. And on the other hand, we have renewed confidence in our working framework, that is the Protocol on Water and Health. We have these two things. When thinking about work and governance under our protocol, we have modalities that are advocated for all of the policies relating to environment and health, and they are now highlighted by the Ostrava Declaration. What we have to do then, as far as possible now, is to implement intersectoral participation as well as public participation in order to ensure that we can prevent damage to public health when it comes to policy decisions relating to water and the environment. I would therefore call on each and every one of you to disseminate the provisions that we have on water and health that are set out in detail in the first annex to the Ostrava Declaration, and these were gone through in Oliver's presentation a moment ago. The principle of gradual implementation, as recommended by the protocol, including definition and regular updating of targets for water and health, is particularly important. This means that countries can commit themselves to implementing certain actions, favoring those that are most important for them in their country, and favoring areas where they really want to see progress in order to improve water safety, thus benefiting the general public. In France, for instance, within our National Health and Environment Plan for 2015-2019, we committed ourselves a number of years ago to promote water management plans for safe drinking water. This year, 2017, alongside the work we were doing to prepare for the Ostrava Ministerial Conference, the Ministry of Health set up a national working group. This group brought together all of the regional health agencies that are involved in the work. We looked at two regions in the country, and they put forward their experience, and the two regions were those close to Nantes, Angers and Bordeaux, and they told about what they had done, and this triggered a discussion with other areas of the country in seeking to find appropriate solutions for them, things that would meet the particular expectations and the particular features of each region in the country. Looking to the future, by next year, thanks to this joint thinking, it is hoped that we will have a joint instruction that will be produced and that this will apply to water management plans as referred to in the annex to the Ostrava Declaration, point one. This kind of approach will also involve restructuring and reorganizing water and sanitation services in our country. This is something that's already happening, and it will also be in line with the new land use planning legislation that I referred to when I spoke earlier. This gives you a clear example of what can be done by intersectoral policies that are focused on improving our approach to environment and health. And this work is now reinforced by the declaration adopted in Ostrava. In conclusion, I would like to emphasize that links between the protocol, sustainable development goals under the UN Agenda 2030, and the Ostrava Declaration are very important, links between these three things. And these links should really leverage our work as we look to the future and should ensure that all of our work with all of our partners and all ministries is efficient and well coordinated.